thing, or would thought would be reflected by other things,
structure, various other factors also, or the onesh,
the fact that the Gemara chooses to characterize it through avos ketoldos, initially at least, is interesting. I think it sheds light on the nature of avos ketoldos, as well as on what the Gemara is really, really after. So basically what we tried to show yesterday was that avos ketoldos in this context is meant to underscore that we're dealing with an intrinsic kind of an iser. I mean, it's not just a you know, kind of a general zilzul kedushas hayom, or lost opportunity, or something that can be replaced or substituted for by other things, but something which has a certain intrinsic status as iser that's particularly reflected in avos ketoldos, in the sense that the fact that there is a tolda from the av, especially if you take the view some of the Rishonim and some of the Achronim here, to distinguish it between it and other types of avos ketoldos, to explain Tosis's comment about this being limited to Malacha, but the whole idea is that the av is of such stature that it generates its own tolda. In other words, we don't look at avos ketoldos only in terms of what they share in common, in which case doesn't reflect on the stature of the av at all. On the contrary, the av is a replaceable part. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It could be its property is not replaceable. That's a separate question. But certainly if you take the view that avos generate toldos, you know, avos toldos in the, you know, where the biological element is, you know, is a good part of the mashal, you wouldn't get the child unless you went through the father, which is essentially what Ramban says in Azorek, what Rashi in the Ikra Tafel sense implies in Baba Kama, and what the Marshal and the Maram say right here. So then what you're saying is that the fact that there are obviously toldos speaks of the independent stature. This is an Yisur Malacha on Shabbos, or in Shavuos, as the case may be, and by virtue of that stature, it can even generate something that wouldn't have qualified in its own right. It's really kind of an amazing concept when you think about it. So that's what Ovis and Toldos are. And then I just want to expand on that, to explain that Ovis and Toldos aren't, at least according to some Rishonim, do not follow logically from every halakha. A, because we'll say things like Ein Lecha Bo'al Lechidusho. And B, if we view Toldos as being an expansion of the Av, so that's, it's not just a question of Ein Lecha Bo'al Lechidusho, that's a Chiddush in its own right, which without source, we wouldn't apply. And it might be something that is limited to the concept of Malacha. That's what was implicit in the Rajba, a citation of Rav Tam, on the base of the Aleph, where he said, you might have thought Tosfos and Malacha grew, and it doesn't have Toldos. Not that we can't figure out what the Toldos are. That's what the other Rishonim say. It doesn't have any Toldos. Well, why shouldn't it have Toldos? Just because it's a Malacha grew. Apparently, to have Toldos, you have to be, you know, a Malacha Chashuva. But again, if we're talking about the stature of the action itself, and therefore its ability through proximity, through shared characteristics, to, you know, to take on a life of its own, to have its own momentum, to extend itself, then we understand that, you know, you might have to be a malacha, not just an iser, and it might have to be a malacha chashuva at that. I think it explains many, many things. I think it explains our sugya, the Havamina, very well, certainly, too. But this would apply, apparently, not only... Well, this would be important not only on a Daraisa level, but at least according to Bali Tosa, this would be important for Shvius on a Drabanan level. That is a Chiddush in its own right, because we might have said that Drabanans don't reflect anything about the Daraisas. They're just expansions that, you know, that are due to all sorts of other considerations. But we know that there are Drabanans and there are Drabanans. And some Drabbanans really are, you know, Siyagim and Takanos and Zeros, which have very little to do with the actual Daraisa, except that they reflect the need to protect the Daraisa. And then there are, of course, Drabbanans that are really expansions and extensions of the Daraisa, Kain Daraisa. And some of these really may reflect a broader view of what the Daraisa is. So even if it doesn't, the extension isn't Daraisa, the fact that the Rabbanan saw fit to make an extension shows that they, too, held you know, the action in question in very high regard, and as a result, they created, you know, the equivalent of toldos from it. That's, in this case, the issues here are not so much Rabbanon or Daraisa, but I think, again, the character, the nature of the Isurim involved. That's what we discussed pretty much yesterday. And then, parallel to that, the Rambam's comment that Kal Gadol refers to Onesh, so you could say either that's, rejecting or ignoring the Sugya, or adding to the Sugya, like the Marsha said, or what I was suggesting was, it is different, but maybe it's parallel to the Sugya, because, again, you can't say this without evidence, and you have to always, be critical when you say it, but you can always raise the question, at least, whether an onesh reflects on the nature of a particular halacha, too. Just on how chamor it is, per se, or, you know, which types of isurim get which type of onshin. You can say this with regard to misa generally, or even, might break it down, discuss it many times over the years, different misos bezdin even. They reflect different types of isurim, possibly. They indicated that you were going to make an appearance. Welcome back. So again, the question whether misa reflects a different kind of a role, also in things like chiluk karbanos and the difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, etc., would be relevant to this whole discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chaim, you have a question? That's number one. Yeah.
According to this approach, then an av generates its malada.
Yeah.
Must one assume that each av has its own shemester in order to do that, or?
I think you at least have to assume that that each av is a separate maisa veira. Going back to our first topic, I think it probably makes even more sense if it's a separate shemester. But again, we're holding out the possibility that Shabbos could be two things at the same time, these are klali and separate shemas iser. But I think at minimum you have to say, and if you at least say that there are separate maisaveros, I think you're still okay. Because then we're still giving stature to the tzura, not just to what it accomplishes. So I do think that the topics are connected. Now again, I mentioned Rashi and Baba Kama and the Ramban and the Maram and Marshal here, I think they're very important. There are other Rishonim who don't necessarily think that the Toldah is Garua B'na'av. That doesn't necessarily mean that they disagree with the rest of the analysis. Now, if you think Toldah is Garua B'na'av, that certainly shows that the Av is kind of generating its own momentum. And only something of stature, and a certain kind of intrinsic stature, can do that. If the Toldah is the equivalent of an Av, in every way, and then it's like Rashi says here in the Mishnah, it's, Chozer V'Oseb, which I think is the more standard view of the Rishonim. I think even then one could argue that, that in some sense the Av generates the Toldah. Just that, what it generates is, a kind of a clone, or at least something of equal status, not something necessarily of inferior. It extends the category in an equivalent way rather than in an inferior way. So I think that's still alive and well according to maybe the majority of Rishonim, at least on the issue of also Harbe Malachas, Mein Malachas Achas, Chai Vachas, who don't interpret like Rashi in Baba Kama in any case, and maybe who wouldn't agree with the Ramban necessarily either, who says that the only way you get toldos are through Avos, and therefore they're Garua, because they're Garua. I think you could possibly say this this concept, this idea, even if you didn't go that far, but I think that highlights it. Okay. Next point. Next point of the Gemara is, again, Yehoshua read it yesterday, so we don't have to read it again in a moment. Tolush and Mechubar. So what we were saying there was as follows. There seems to be a debate between Rashi and Tosos with respect to Tolush and Mechubar. Namely, again, this gets back to where we were, Avi. How does Rashi interpret Tolush and Mechubar? Tolush and Mechubar, if you think about the Gemara's distinction between Shemitah and Shabbos.
Oh,
that's what we're discussing again. I just want to recap that. Whether Shnas HaShvi, when it was rung in, I guess, but we don't really ring in years, but one could use such an expression. was the object in question the chubar or talmish? That's how Rashi interprets. So it's referring to the heftzas actually that are subject to shvius. And Tosis interprets. Yeah, it's a reference to Isur Malacha, not to the Kedushas HaPeiros. And therefore, the point is, which Malachos, what type of Malachos are Asuros? The answer is on Shabbos, Malachos Shel Talush V'Shel Mechubar, and on Shvius, only Malachos Shel Mechubar. And even that is pretty restricted, right? It's restricted to Zriya and Zmira and Zira and Betzira, possibly. If you think the others, Mishnah and Moikantan and so on, are only Drabanan. Sugi Moikantan, excuse me. Okay. So, according to Rashi, basically there are two issues. One is the issue that Tosis raises, Aryeh, which we said yesterday was. It's not a good comparison because if you're talking about Peros Vitalush, the equivalent on the Shabbos side doesn't seem reasonable. Correct? Or the other possibility, which I raised, which was?
Something which is defined by Shabbos.
Right.
It's not a defining point by Shabbos.
Yeah. In other words, the opposite problem almost. Not that it's not fair from a Shabbos point of view, it's not fair from a Shvius point of view. In other words, it's sort of the fact that this is Mechubar Bizman HaShvita is simply what determines that it is Peros Shvius. Otherwise, it's Peros Shnas HaShishis, or Shnas HaShminis. And even though there is a concept of Tasefes when it comes to Shvita, which is not our topic now, both Lefoneho and Lacharecho, but again, that has a certain meaning, too. But the point is that one could say that that's not an issue of Kal and Chomor, that's an issue of definition. Okay, so that's the problem with Rashi. On the other hand, according to Tosis, it's clearer, namely, Avodah Sakarka, is the only Isur Malacha on Shemitah. Apparently, the other things that are done with Perush Shvius are not viewed in a similar way. Let's say, being Manig, being Shomer, Schora, all sorts of other things that you do that indicate that you are, it's business as usual, let's say, and you're not treating Peros Shvius as Peros Shvius, apparently those have to do with the Peros themselves, with Kedushas Shvius, with lost opportunities, with the Nitan of Shvius. They don't have really anything to do with Isur. They're not Malachos Petalush. That seems to be the view of Tosis. Tosis seems to draw a clear line between Avodah Sakarka and the Kedushas Peros, which, as we said, was interesting, especially since the first point, Avos and Toldos, referred to Avodah Sakarka, but was an explanation or was used in the context of the Mishnah, which actually refers to Peros Shvius. Okay. Now the question is, how do we understand this point in Tosis? So what I was doing at the very end yesterday was just trying to link it up to another question, and that is whether or not the Isur Avodah Sakarka on Shemitah is an Isur Gavra, or it's a halakha in Shvisas Hakarka. Again, if you read the Pesukim in the beginning, Parshas Bahar, the Shavsar, it's Shabbos Lashem, and if you read the Rambam in the Koteret, the Hilchos Shvius, which we read yesterday, so you could, and if you look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that's Tezayin as well, I might add, you could get the clear impression that basically the Shavsar, Shabbos Lashem, means that that the Isur, or that the Chiyuv, is Shvisas Hakarka. And from that point of view, it would be perfectly sensible to say that only Mechubar is included in the Yisur Malacha, because only Mechubar is in the category of the Shav Saharetz, of Shvisa Saharetz. That would make the distinction between Shabbos and Shvius very clear. The question is whether, again, it doesn't make it too clear. Okay, what do I mean by too clear? David? If you take that view, I think it makes things very smooth, but maybe too smooth for our purposes. Jeremy?
I don't
I'm not so sure because they should be on the same level. I mean, that the Gemara here seems to be saying differently. Shlomo? Exactly. Maybe you made it so clear and so smooth that this idea of a hierarchy of Shabbos and Shemitah and Maestros is lost. The same problem that we had with Rashi's interpretation. What do we say for Rashi? Except for Rashi, it's much more obvious. Rashi, we said that it's not a problem of, you know, Kal and Chamor. It's just that it's not Peros Shemitah if it's Tolosh, by the, you know, when it becomes Shnasa Shemitah. It's Peros Shnasa Shishis, not Shnasa Shemitah. By the same token, is it really fair to say that Shabbos is more than Shvius, when it's not a question of more, it's like you say, it's apples and oranges, it's just totally different. Namely, in one case, the Iser devolves upon the Gavra, for that reason it's sensible that it should be limited to Mechubar. In the case of Shemitah, it's the whole halakha is Shabbos Ha'aretz, Shabbos Hashem. So maybe it's such a smooth distinction that it's too smooth, that it breaks the hierarchy. Unless you say something like what we said for Chiluk Malachos on Daf Ayin Beis, if you recall, the Gemara there said Chomer B'Shabbos Mi B'Shar B'Surim. Then the Gemara says Chiluk Malachos. So at the time I said, if you hold like the Minchas Chinuch U'Di'imei, which is a Chiluk Malachos, isn't really a natural halacha on B'Shabbos. It's an artificial halacha. It's a chidush. It defies the nature of the malacha. So then you could say Chomer B'Shabbos Mi B'Shar. Malachos, because what we're saying is, by its nature, Shabbos should be a certain way, and there's an extra chumrah piled on that is a chumrah. But if we explain that the reason that this chiluk malachos to Shabbos is because it's separate Shabbos Iser, so what do you mean? It's more chumrah than Avodah Zarah. In Avodah Zarah, there's only one concept, and in Shabbos, there are 39 concepts. That's not more chumrah. It's just, it results from its different nature, right? So what I suggested at the time is that maybe there's still a way to understand the term chumrah. And keep its, you know, meaningful status as well. That is that we're going back one more step, meaning the question is, why did the Torah formulate Yisr Malacha the way that it did? It could have formulated it as one Shem Yisr. Right? The choice in front of, you know, the Rabbanu Shalom to set up a Shabbos with 39 separate Shemos, to set up a Shabbos with one, that's what we're talking about. That reflects the chumrah of Shabbos. The fact that there was an obvious other alternative that was rejected in favor of this plan, that's the chomer. You could have had two models of Avodah Zarah, and you could have had two models of Shabbos. The fact that we chose one for Shabbos and another one for Avodah Zarah is significant. So I think one could say the same thing here. Even if you were to say that the reason that Avodah Sakarka is limited to the Mechubar is because it's a din in Shavsa Ha'aretz, and not Shvisa Sagabra. The fact is that, and again, it's highlighted by simply, again, the Rambam's Koteret and the Rambam and Alach Aleph, or the different pieces of evidence. Right? It's not so obvious, you don't have to say that Shavsa Ha'aretz, Shavsa Hashem means Shvisa Sakarka. The fact is that there are probably people who will disagree. The Rambam in Halachos Aleph through Gimel seems to disagree. You just don't know whether that's the practical explanation and the Koteret is the conceptual formulation of it, right, or something else. The point is that even Shvius, there we could have extended Shvius and said that not only is there a din in Shvius Sakarka, but there's also a din in Shvius Sagavra with respect to anything that pertains to the Karka, or with anything that has the shame, Peros, or Malachos, Shvius. So in that sense, even if we accept this explanation, it could still work in the Gemara. On the other hand, if we take the not the Koteret part of the Rambam, but we, you know, put more emphasis on the halachos of the Rambam, and the view that there really is an Isur Gavra of the Shemitah as well, and it isn't just halacha. When you do malacha, you're undermining Shvisa Sakarka, but there either is no halacha or there are two halachos in Shemitah. There's also halacha that the Gavra's prohibited from doing certain activities. So then, the fact that you know that we say mechubar is asur and talush is not, and that becomes significant. But all of this whole explanation works a whole lot better if we say one other thing, and that is that there really is a strong affinity between the concept of Shvisa b'Shabbos and Shvisa b'Shvita. Because again, otherwise, the question of apples and oranges will still resurface. So that is a topic in its own right. Let me just highlight it in the following way. If you look at the Torah Shebitzav, again, Parshas Bahar, in the beginning, there are a lot of references in the Torah's description of Shemitah that really evoke Shabbos Bereishis. And Rashi already notes it. Shabbos Lashem, just like Shabbos Bereishis is Shabbos Lashem. There are also some interesting midrashim. I can just highlight very easily with the Gemara in Horius that we mentioned already in different contexts. The Gemara in Horius, that Balan of the Days, commenting on, you know, Becharish, Ubekatsi, or Tishbos. So the Gemara wants to know, let's say Bezen Hagadol made the mistake of saying that there's no din of Shabbos Vishnas HaShmita. That's a pretty wild mistake. So the Gemara wants to know whether or not that's Akiras Kol Gufo. We discussed this already in the context of other Malachos, right? Let's say Bezen said there was no Choresh, but they left the other Malachos intact. Is that Akiras Kol Gufo, or is that Akiras Miktasa? So the Gemara says, let's say you say Becharish and Bekatzir Tishbos. It's not clear whether that Pasuk, you know, is really referring to Shabbos. Right, the Gemara in Ayin Amud Aleph quotes it that way, here in Shabbos, or it refers to Shemitah. That's a discussion in Chazal, or it refers to both. So let's say you say Becharish and Bekatzir Tishbos, and you derive from there that, you know, Kol Sheyeshno, you know, one doesn't have the other, and so on. So basically, Kol Sheyeshno Becharish and Bekatzir, you know, during the year, so then you have a concept of Shavisa B'Shabbos. And where Becharish and Bekatzir is excluded all year round, so there's no Shabbos either. So the Gemara says, what kind of toes is that? Is that a toes Gemura? Or is it a toes Miktasa? That's the Gemara Sabek. But of course, just the idea that anybody could say such a thing is astonishing to us. But it highlights, again, this idea that Shabbos Bereishis and Shvisas Haaretz are more than, you know, connected more than linguistically. But that there is some sort of stronger bond between them. I don't want to make too much of it, but there are other midrashim that imply this. That imply this as well. So, for example, just to give you one other highlight of this, in connection with things that we discussed. So we discussed Chiluk Malachos B'Shabbos, and Chiluk Malachos B'Yom Tov, and how that might be explained, and Chiluk Malachos B'Yom Kippurim. What about Chiluk Malachos B'Avodas HaKarka B'Shemitah? So, interestingly enough, that is a discussion also of the Rishonim in Makos of Chof Aleph, on that same sukkah, of Chiluk Malachos B'Shabbos and Chiluk Malachos B'Yom Tov. The Ramban, the Rash Mishantz, the Ritva in Makos discuss this question, and they have different views as to whether there is Chiluk Malachos, if there's not Chiluk Malachos, is it only because of Gzeres HaKasuv, and so on and so forth. So, in some cases, according to some of the Rishonim, it would seem to defy some of the other rules. That's what's better, they seem to be discussing. What's closer to Shabbos? Shavuos or Yom Tov? Right? So again, from the perspective of Nisa, from the perspective of Chiv Karban, from the perspective of Malkus, you could analyze it from all these points of view. But let's take it from our point of view. In terms of Issa Malacha, what's the relationship? Closer Yom Tov to Shabbos or closer Shavuos to Shabbos? So in details, of course, Yom Tov is closer. But in terms of being an intrinsic Issa Malacha for its own right, for its own sake, rather than for some other more general purpose, you might argue that Shavuos is closer to Shabbos. And certainly if you say B'Shavuos Haaretz Shabbos Lashem and you take the connections to Shabbos Bereishis more seriously, so then the possibility of a greater affinity to Shabbos, again, initially it's counterintuitive. But you know, upon second or third glance, and looking at the evidence of some Rishonim, you really may end up saying that Chiluk Malachos makes more sense in Shemitah than it does in Yom Tov. That doesn't mean it'll be that way, but it may need Xeris HaKasuv to establish that it isn't. So that too would highlight part of the discussion, whether or not we really are mean to equate Isur Malachov, Shemitah, and Shabbos to say one is more chomer than the other is still to say that they have something to do with each other, that they aren't apples and oranges, and that is a statement that that may require that we link these two concepts together. Yeah.
If we don't say that the Malachos and Shavis are Isur Gavra,
right,
then how do they stand on their own to make them closer to Shabbos?
Well, it's still an intrinsic Isur Malacha. Just it's viewed from the perspective of the Chatzah Shel Karka, because the person is obligated to make sure that the Karka has its Shvisa, and you're not allowed to undermine the Shvisa Sakarka. So we define Shvisa in terms of the Karka rather than in terms of the Gavra. That is the violation, but in the sense that it is still what Shmita. It's the theme of Shmita, of Shnasa Shmita. As opposed to, let's say, something like Yom Tov, where the theme is matzah, or the theme is sukkah, the theme is shofar. Just that, you know, you can't have a mikra kodesh when everybody's working all day. In that sense, it's still more basic. It's just defined from a different perspective, from the perspective of the Chatzah Shel Karka rather than the Maisa Gavra. Okay, so these are things to think about in this little Shaka Matari. And then, of course, there are two other things before we move on to the main issues, and that is, the next thing to think about is the relationship between Trumos Maisers, by extension, Maiser Sheni, Maiser Oni, and Peah. And that too comes up in this Gemara. The Gemara seems, Aram, if you have to summarize the Gemara says what about the relationship between Shemitah on the one hand, Trumos Maisers, or Maisers, and Peah.
That
Meister
seems to be more
common than Peah. Meister
is more common than Peah
in what sense?
It says that it's more expensive.
More expensive in what specifically?
Yeah,
Tain of Yerachos. I mean, which the categories are Lakita Kiachas and Machnisa Lakiyim. So it sounds like Peah is more restricted, Meister is more expansive than Peah, and Shvius is more expansive than Maestros, because it applies to? Why is Shvius more than Maestros?
Shvius more than
Maestros,
because it also applies to Machal
Behemah. Machal Behemah, correct. So you have Machal Behemah. Machal Behemah, then you have Maestros, which is only Machal Adam, and then you have Peah, which is not even all Machal Adam. Okay, but the simple reading of the Gemara would be, especially since this Gemara seems to be explaining the relationship between Shabbos and Shvius and Maestros and Peah in some sort of hierarchy. So if we didn't read the Rishonim, and the Rishonim weren't forced by other factors, we would have thought, Aaron, that this is all. What would we have thought? This is all Doraisa. What would have thought? If you just read the Gemara, right? In the Gemara itself, it sounds like it's all within Doraisa, which would then mean that that Maestros applies to all Maichal Adam. Bein Bepeiros, Bein Birachos. So the problem is, there are all sorts of, Sifras and Sifres, and all sorts of, Gemaras and Tosefthas all over the place that indicate different things. The Psukim themselves, of course, highlight with respect to Trumos and with respect to Maestros as well, here and there, Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzah. So, how do we square the evidence, Torah Shebitzav evidence conflicting, and Torah Shebalpeh evidence conflicting, as to the scope of Maestros, and particularly Maestros and Peah? Okay, that's the question. So, basically, there are different shitos. Just want to summarize some of them. Jonathan, right? I think I forgot again to call your name, but at least I didn't forget you. So how would you... So there are different perspectives on this question. You can do it from from one extreme to the other, if you want. The most limited. Most limiting. Let's take Maestros, Trumas Maestros first, and then we'll see what happens with Peya. Yeah. So the most limiting, of course, would be to say that only Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar, Minat Torah. Everybody agrees with the Rabbana, there's Peros V'Yirachos, if it's Michael Adam. But Minat Torah, Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar, which again makes the rest of this sugya only Rabbana. Who holds that way? Okay, Tosis. Who else? Our Tosis certainly holds that way. It tells us many places. Who else? Rashi in the sugya, right? And many other places too, but Rashi here, so we'd say first Rashi. Rashi, Tosis, who else? Chaim? The Ramban. Which Ramban are you referring to? Oh, okay, in the sugya here, when he contrasts to Peya. Okay, true. And what about the Ramban al Torah? Anybody see that? Ellie? I didn't give it to you, but in Parshas Re'eh. Yaakov?
He says the same thing.
He does, but he goes a little bit further. Yeah, Elia? Yeah. The question is, when you say Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, you limit it, so believe it or not, you can even limit it, even within that, you can limit it further. The Rabban in his Parish Al Torah says that everybody makes a big mistake. They think Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, that the Tirosh V'Yitzar part means Shemen, it means, I'm sorry, Zaysim V'Anavim. He says, but it's not true. It really only means Yayin V'Shemen. Only once they are Yayin V'Shemen are they really subject to Trumas V'Maisers Min HaTorah. That's the Rabban Al HaTorah, and Rabbi Yonah says this as well in Brachos. The Ramban in his Chidushin to Bava Metzia, and that Peches, moderates this a little bit. There the Ramban says that really Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar applies also to Zaysin V'Anavim, not just to Yayin V'Shemen. But the reason that it does is because all Zaysin V'Anavim are Omdim L'Yayin V'Shemen. So in other words, the conceptually, it's really Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. It's really Yayin V'Shemen. Just that even if you make a proclamation, you call a news conference, and you say, I hereby declare my intent, to consume the Zaysim and Anavim as is. Okay? And people in the background are cheering wildly. It doesn't make a difference because whatever you do is irrelevant in this case. Because Anavim and Zaysim are Omdim the Yayin Meshemet. One doesn't have to formulate it that way. Yeah.
How?
Sorry?
How is that
Chal? No, he's saying it would be Chal because it's just the pre-stage of we look at Anavim and Zaysim as the pre-stage of Yayin Meshemet, essentially. That's what the Ramban has in mind. Now the other Rishonim do not say that. They probably understand, Jonathan, that Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. Yeah, on the contrary, the Tirosh and the Yitzar are just ways of maybe showing the uniqueness of Zaysim V'Anavim. But it's really the min of Zaysim V'Anavim, Zaysim V'Anavim every bit as much as it is the Yayin V'Shemet. But as I said, Rabban Al HaTorah says, Al tita yesh harbe ta'u, he's very strong about it. It's just interesting that in the Chidushim, he comes up with a kind of a compromise. Compromise view. So within the view of Zaysim Anavim, within the view of Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, there are still three formulations. But our sense is that Rashi and Tosis all over, and the Ravid, by the way, we should add to this, right, Jonathan? Right? Didn't see the Ravid? The Ravid in many places, in Mishnah Torah, in any case, I should say that. Three versions of the Ravid Dovi? What?
Oh,
okay. This one was auction thing, sorry. But, you know, I think it's binding in the auction when you put it in your hand anywhere. What's happened to me? I stuck with a Ming Dynasty boss. I wasn't very happy about it. Ari?
Yeah,
what?
Write
it, yeah. Yeah, there have been a few places in Perek Gud, in Perek Aleph, the Chumos Halacha Hey, right? Perek Halacha Hey, in the Chumos, and then the Smeisers in Perek, I think Aleph Halacha Tes. That's what you're quoting, but also the Smeisers Shady, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. There have been all over. Yad Chazaka, also Perek Gimel, Ostrumus Halacha Tzayin, in all the places in Mishnah Torah, the Rabbi always says that Peros, Truma, and for Maestros, and for Maestros Sheni, are only Midrabat. Okay. But the impression that you get from the Rashi and Tosis, of the Rabbi at least, is that there's no difference between Yayin and Anavin, Zaysim and Shemen. And it's not because of this lumdus either that, you know, that Anavim and Zaysim are, you know, just a pre-stage of Yayin and Shemen, whether you intend for it to be so or not. Okay, so those are three, within the level of Zaysim and Anavim, that's one perspective, yeah. I think that it's, from some of the cases, it's pretty clear. If you look at different Gemaras, that some of the cases are, and I think some of the language of Rishonim are there is about, particularly, Zaysim and Anavim. I have to look at it again. The Ramban says, you know, Harbei Tov. So clearly, you know, he thinks that many people held that way. He ends up saying it too, just not, you know, in terms of the alumnus of it. I mean, do I have proof that anybody who holds this way isn't also bound by the alumnus of it? That I don't. But I think unless you say it, it's not obvious. Right. Meaning, what Ramban says in Bava Metzia, is that implicit in Rashi and Tosfos and the others who probably think that it applies to Zaysim and Anavim? That I'm assuming. If you don't say it, that you just mean that, you know, Tirosh V'Yitzar is a way of establishing what's unique about these, that they produce this, but it's in their own right. In general, it's an important issue for other halachos too, you know, whether Zaysim and Anavim have a special status beyond Shemen and Yayin that they produce. It's an important question. It's brachos, other things you have to check it out.
Why not with Lechem and Dagon?
I mean, why should Dagon not be limited to Lechem? Because it says, well, in terms of the Psukim, it's Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar.
Nice.
So I would say that, you know, again, if you want to focus on, the Ramban is perfect, and even the Ramban Peches, I think, is a perfect example of something that I like to accent a lot, and that is that, you know, Torah Shebichtav, you know, contains the Lamdas sometimes too. And even when the Torah Shebichtav seems to expand on the Torah Shebichtav, but the Torah Shebichtav, this formulation is very important. Okay, I think that's a great example of the Ramban. But if you hold like the Ramban in Perish Al Torah, that it's, you know, Dafka, Shemen and Yayin, then of course, there's no discrepancy between the Torah Shebichtav and the Torah Shebichtav. But if you hold that really means Yayin and Zaysim, Anavim and Zaysim as well, so why does the Torah say, Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar? So I say, it could be, this is just a way of explaining that these minim are unique, this is what they produce. But according to the Ramban, it's more than that. It's the lumdus that, even though it's Zaysim and Anavim, it's Betoras Omdim Le Yayin V'Shem. But either way, I think the focus, it all comes from the language of the Torah. And in Dagon, the language of the Torah is Dagon. Right? So that's why it's not limited to Lechem. In other things, of course, Lechem does have in Bechus Brachos, and Bechus Amazon, and of course, in other areas, a Lechem has a special status. Okay. So that's one large shita. Then, of course, comes shita Rambam, which is Ari.
Because that car wasn't coming, of course, it seemed like he's saying everything else is embarrassing.
Yeah, and the Rambam says it's in a few places also, right? In Perek Beis, Perek Beis of Shulos, Halacha Aleph. I mean, it's implicit in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, but in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, it's explicit.
Right. It says there that might serve people.
Yeah. Pretty clear that this is not Nasmachta, this is a Daraisa, this is Asay. Should never ratio the Gunkha Tirosh Khalitzarechat Yitelo, Ma Dogam Tirosh Vitzar, Ma Khalada Bigidula Binaharetz, the Ashal Bible. So it's a further, not only is it not the Rabban, not the Rabban Allah Torah, it's not the Rabban and the Kiddushin, it's not even, you know, the other Rishonim. The Tohim of the Rabban or Torah. Here it's Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar as a proxy for all peros. Shenem HaDegoncha Av Kok Yosef Emchai V'Truma V'Chein V'Maisras. Okay. That's Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. What's interesting is that if you look at Halacha above, the Rambam adds an important element, because if you just had Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, you would have said peros and yirakos. Right? That includes Yerachos as well. What's fascinating is that if you look at Halacha Aleph, is a Trubas Halacha. It's Avkok Yotzev Achai B'Truba V'Chein B'Maisras. By extension, to Maisras. The Perek Beis Halacha Vav, the Rav says, HaYerachos, Avkok B'Shehein B'Aichal Adam, Einan Chayavim B'Maisras Ela B'Dibrayim. He knows how to say Midrayim when he wants to, which again highlights that Halacha Aleph is B'nai Torah. But Pisha Nemar, but Meiser, Tzvua Zarecha. Tzvua Uki Yotzeba, Amal HaYirakos, Enen Bechlal HaTzvua. So you need Tzvua and Zera, and Yirakos is neither Tzvua nor Zera. But then the Rambam adds, V'chein Yirali, Shehu Adin B'Truma. Shrei Nemar Vod, D'Gancha Tirosh Chav Yitzarecha. Kol Adonu Le'elu, Aval Trumas HaYerek Midrayim K'Meiser. So what's fascinating is that basically what the Rambam is saying is that the Yiral, the extension to Trumos from Maestros is only through Yirali. In other words, the Rambam has a strong conviction that one shouldn't distinguish between Trumos and Maestros. The Mokar, it would have been conceivable to say that Yerek is Minat Torah of the Trumos, even though it's Midrabanan the Maestros. The only thing is the Rambam thinks that that's wrong. He doesn't like splitting Trumos and Maestros yearly. That's a matter of conviction. And therefore he extends, even though the evidence of Yerakos Drabanon is only in Maestros, the Rambam extends it to Trumos as well. But in theory, you could have said, based on this Rambam, right, since he himself is admitting he doesn't have a Makar, you could have said that Yerakos are Minat Torah of a Trumos and Midrabanon the Maestros. And that would be important. Again, we're not studying Zroim now. May not seem like that, but we're really not. That's why we're going to finish this in a few minutes. That would be very, very important in terms of the relationship between Trumos and Maestros. Okay. That is Shitas Harabah. This idea, by the way, I should just add, just as a parallel, if you look at the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Trumos, opposite but parallel. Then the Rambam's famous shita with regard to Kedushas Haaretz. Rambam says Kedushas Haaretz b'zman hazeh. Originally in Perek Aleph Halachos Aleph through Hey or so, Rambam says that b'zmanenu Kedushas Haaretz Yisrael is b'nat Torah, because the Kedusha Shni of Ezra was Kedusha l'shaita v'Kedusha l'yasid lavo, unlike the Kedusha Rishona of Yoshua. And then I spoke about this last year on Yom HaTzimut, I think. In Halacha Chaf Bav, the Rambam all of a sudden drops the other shoe, and he says, "Oh, by the way, you know, I really have to revise my formulation of 20 odd halachos earlier. I forgot to tell you something, and that is that Hatruma b'zman hazeh afilu b'makom shechziku alei Babel afilu b'Ezra ainu b'natar alim b'divrayim." Rambam says, "Only drabah." Even earlier, if you just stopped reading, you would walk away thinking that was daraisa. We discussed it last year. In any case, why is it Rabbanan? So the Rambam says because at the time of Ezra, there wasn't Bias Kochem. So, since it wasn't Bias Kochem, now the Gemara says that because it wasn't Bias Kochem at the time of Ezra, therefore Chala, this Manazeh is only Rabbanah. It's in the Gemara in Ksuvis, Daf Kafei, the parallel Gemara. The Erchin, the Gemara says this Halacha. But the Gemara says nothing about Trumos. And the Rambam assumed that the Halacha regarding Chala applies to Trumos as well. That itself is very fascinating. But then the last line of the Rambam, the last three lines, literally, that's the last conceptual line, he says, V'chein yirali shehu adin v'maisros, she'en chayavim v'hem v'zman hazeh elem v'divrayim k'tshurma. Which again, is the, that's why I'm bringing it in here, because it's exactly parallel to what I just read. The Rambam's basically saying, it's just interesting because, you know, by all measures, the Rambam really should have said the yirali already, in extending Bias Kochem to Trumos, because there's no Gemara that says that either. But apparently, I guess the idea of distinguishing between Chala and Trumos in when it comes to Bias Kochem was inconceivable to the Rambam. So he feels, you know, he doesn't even need a Yirali for that. It's also Madrega, meaning it's not subject to any kind of questioning. Not just this, not only does he believe it, but it's not open for discussion, I guess. Okay. But what is open for discussion is just because you're extending from Chala to Truma, does that mean that you're extending also to Maestros? So there already, the Rambam says, "L'chein yirali shu adin b'maestros, shein chayom b'zmanazel b'dibrayim k'truma." There at least he's willing to concede. Makes sense, because Chala and Truma are both Trumos, as we know from many sources. Bikurim, Chala, Truma, they're all in the category of Truma, in some sense, with all the problems that go into that. But, so the Rambam felt that just because a Chala Halacha applies to Truma doesn't necessarily mean it applies to Maestros. On the other hand, what's the basis for the Yirali? It's the opposite of what we just read in Perek Beis Halacha Bav. I mean, the Rambam really feels that Trumos and Maestros are unique. Even though the Maestros are not Truma, unlike Chala, so you have it in both directions. The Rambam says, Yirakos, which are Drabanan in Maestros, are probably going to be Drabanan in Trumos. And you have the other way. Bias Kochem, which makes Trumos Drabanan, is probably also going to make Maestros Drabanan. But basically what that means is that the Rambam is willing to discuss, forget about his conclusion, he's willing to concede that one could argue that Yirakos are Daraisa and Truma, or, alternatively, but not alternatively, parallel way, that the Bias Kochem is not Chisaron in Maestros. Okay, that would all flow from the same kind of question, namely, what is the relationship between Trumos and Maestros? Okay, this is just a little foray, but it's food for thought when you come to other issues where this comes up. Okay. On the other hand, the Ravid, in another context, suggests that indeed we do distinguish Trumos and Maestros, albeit in the other direction. Anybody, I didn't give you the look at, but I told you everybody wants time to look at the Macaros and Frankel Rambam. Yes, yes, I think all the Macaros. Yeah.
The first one, that Paris, you're only chai of Maestro Menachor, but not true Menachor.
Yeah. And that's the Rashi Mishans in his Paris there also. They say that Dago Tirosh V'Yitzar Daraisa is limited to Trumos. As for Maestros, that could extend to all Peros. So that's just ironic. Number one, it's important in its own right, as we just mentioned. Splitting of Trumos and Maestros. But in terms of Kula and Chumra, it's the opposite of the direction of the Rambam. Which doesn't necessarily mean it contradicts the Rambam. It could be a different issue. The problem of Yirakos for the Rambam and Maestros is the problem of Tavua. It doesn't qualify as Tavua and Zera. Like the problem of Peros, that might be a different issue. I don't know. But in any case, in terms of structure at least, the Ravid is Peros, it's only one day in the Ravid, that's Stira. The Ravid's second day is that everything is limited to Tirosh V'Yitzar, Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. But the first day in the Ravid is that Maestros will apply also to Sharpeiros. Only Trumos, basically Torah Shebichsav, we understand it. But gracious Begandacha Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha, even though again, Tirosh Gagam V'Yitzar appears in the context of Maestros too, but it's not as clear-cut as it is with Trumos. So that would be a Chiluk where it would be more expansive in Maestros and less, more restrictive in Trumos, opposite of what could have been in Rabbah. Not with respect to a distinction between Trumos and Maestros, but Trumos, Maestros, Maestroni on one side, and Maestros Sheni on the other, that's another famous sheet, and that's the sheet of Smag, of Hayreim. The Smag and the Hayreim suggest that when it comes to Trumos, Maeser, Maestroni, that is limited to Dagon, Tirosh, the Yitzhar. Did I say it right? Yeah. But Maeser Sheni is applicable to all payros, no Torah. So of course that's very interesting. Obviously it raises the question, you know, to what extent is Maeser Sheni, you know, part of the regular Maestros structure? Are we have a separate Hilchos Maeser Sheni in the Rambam, separate Mishnayos? It's clear that what we do with Maeser Sheni is radically different than what we do, you know, with other Maeser. Trumas you give to the Kohen, Maeser Rishon you give to the Levi, Maeser Ani you give to the Ani, right? Even though Maeser Rishon and Maeser Ani are very different than Trumas, so it's a Zar and so on. But related to the questions before, the Rambam and the Raivin making the distinction. But of course, Maeser Sheni is the difference between Maeser Sheni and the others is greater than the difference between Trumos and Maestros. In the sense that Maeser Sheni has its destiny to be eaten in Yerushalayim, but that the fact that it's subject to Pidyon, that it's eaten by the Bailim, the concept of Pidyon itself and Chomesh, etc., seems to establish Maeser Sheni as different. On the other hand, in terms of Bidri Maestros, Biarte Kodesh Min Abayis, those kind of things, it seems to be part of the structure. So it's an intriguing question whether or not the Chefza, which is subject to Maeser Sheni, is going to be different than that which is subject to other Maestros. According to the Smag and the Urayim, Maeser Sheni is more expansive. The initial Melech in Perak Aleph, Hilchos Maeser Sheni, Alokha Yedeis, again, I think Frankel quotes that as well. He quotes all these Makaros, just doesn't tell you what they all say, but is very bothered by the possibility even that you would distinguish between Maeser Sheni and the other Maestros. He says it's all one package, it's all one concept. In fact, apparently that you do different things with them, that there's a Din Imamidus kind of a pigeon, that there's a Chila of Yerushalayim, that's the way that the Kedusha expresses itself is different. But the source of Kedusha, and the idea that it's part of one overall structure, that is something which the Mishnah Melech thinks everybody has to agree to. It's based on, its comments are based on the Rambam. Kol ha-patur mi-maaser rishon, patur mi-maasheni, u-min-ani. Kol ha-chayv rishon, chayv bahem. Of course, again, the relationship between Maeser Ani and Maeser Sheni complicates the matter, you know, as well. Because, you know, part of the cycle. So, again, Maeser Ani seems to be quite different than Maeser Rishon, in the sense that it's it doesn't go to a particular class, at least not a Yichus class. On the other hand, again, it's not kept, it's not subject to Pidyon, it's not brought anywhere, it's not used by the individual. So Maeser Sheni as a trade-off with Maeser Ani is part of the question here. So Ram says, Kala Patrin Maeser Rishon Patrin Nasheni Umbina Ani. Because Chai Barishon Chai Bahem, Chol Atori Meiser, because Sheino Atori Min Motzi Meiser Zeh, Kol Shem Tor Trumas O Truma Kach Enisa Meiser Zeh, Hare Meiser, Kol Shein Trumas O Truma Kein Motzi Meiser Zeh Meiser. So it's on this Rambam that the Mishnah Melech says. Let's see if I can find it. He quotes this Smag in Reim. He He says, "Kutzrachti lazel pisharisi laasmag shekasla b'sifrei parshas re'ein mashma the ma'isa sheni noeg b'chol davar mashma the dvar b'afilu b'yerek noeg ma'isa sheni min haTorah." Yeah, according to Smag, it's not only peros, it's even yerakos. The kolkach buchzag din zev einav ad she be'esim kufsa mechalev kavim ma'isa oni kasev afa pisha b'sifrei mashma the ma'isa sheni knowing that the Torah could be rakos, zeh the pnei ribi on the cross, hashasham, on the meiser ani lo matziner ribi yesh hashvos on the truma of the meiser meiser rishon. Again, if you're going to distinguish between meiser rishon and meiser sheni, so where is meiser ani going to end up in this mix? And I said it is different than meiser rishon. It's also radically different than meiser sheni, but it's also the part of the cycle of meiser sheni. It's hard to say that meiser sheni and meiser ani would be different chalik. The din zeh utema be'elai the chalik ben meiser sheni l'shar meiser, says the Mishnah Malach. Velo ra'isi l'shum echad migdolei amarim shechilku chilek zeh. Ein sapek etzid ha'rishonim, d'lo chilku chilek zeh sobrim, d'brais alazu, asmach l'bi alma'i. That's so. Then he quotes Ramban to say that many of these braises are asmachas. But again, the possibility of distinguishing between Maisa Sheni and the rest is intriguing. Where Maisa Oni would end up is also intriguing. The Ritva in Bab Metzia quotes a daya opposite that of the Smag and the Iraim, parallel opposite. In other words, also, Maisa Sheni is different, but not Maisa Sheni is different, only Maisa Sheni is Beperos V'Irakos, but Maisa Sheni is different, only Maisa Sheni is limited to Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. Everything else is subject to Peros. That's the view of the one day of the Ritva. Maisa Sheni is more limited. Okay. Then there's another sheet of the Rai, but it's also quoted, and it's well known, the sheet of the Metz and Bar Metzia. That is, anybody see it? See? Only Shiva Saminim. What does that imply? Connection to? What? Okay, Kedushas Aretz. And? Yeah. Connection to Bikurim. So again, this idea of Trumos, that would be very interesting. So of course, this is not consistent. So we already have three Shitas of the Ravid, either only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, or to be Mechalik between Trumos and Maestros, or to extend to Shiva Sabinu. That's a very interesting Shita. That is the most fascinating Shita of all, which he also quotes, I think, in the list. A very well-known sheets arrive it, but no one can really find it. Maybe somebody has found it. It's supposedly in the Kasuv Shom in Arba Rotein, but we don't have it, or at least I'm not aware that we have it. It's not in the printed Kasuv Shoms. Namely, Yona? You see it? Anybody? Very, very intriguing sheet. It's quoted in the Kafta Beferach. Kafta Beferach, of course, is Rav Ashtori Aparchi, one of Rishonim, who wrote Sefer HaZoi. At the end of Perek Gimel, it's also quoted by the Rash Sir Leo, but who says that the Ravid, this is the Ravid's view, the Ziknusa. Kassel Ravid, the Sefer Kassel Shom Perek Arav Arotev, just that we, as far as I know, we don't have access to the Ravid on Arav Arotev. Omrani, She'ein chayavim misa el al trumas dogon tirosh v'yitzar v'al tevel shalahem. Aval shar minin truma noeges v'hem. V'chein maestros. Aval ein chayavim al trumas on misa v'al tibla. V'chutz mizeh u'mizeh, afim domar she'ein chayavim min ha-Torah, im kar aleyem shem, yesh aleyem kedushas truma min ha-Torah, u'midamas kishel Torah. Of course, this Ravid is like, you know, the dreams of, you know, Magide, you know, Shia. They just couldn't want a better Ravid. What does he mean? Are you volunteering? Should I know that Stam means you're stretching? It's not such a bad thing. You get called on it, it'll inspire you to greatness. Okay. So what do you think about this Ravid? Again, the report is that this is his, you know, his his final shita. Well, you can see what motivated such a shita. Well, what would motivate such a shita? What?
What is it again?
What is the shita? To be chayav misa, you require dagon tirosh v'yitza. For the shame truma to be chal, I'll simplify it, because really there's a level, there seems to be an open issue in the Raivin. But so let's get to the extremes. The dagon tirosh v'yitzar is necessary for chayav misa, both for tevel and for truma. I would have preferred another distinction here, but I'll explain it a bit. That's one extreme. In terms of kedushas, haperos, midamas, which apparently depends on that, yeshleim kedushas truma minatar midamas kishaltar im karaleim shein. Now, if you're mafresh from peros, so it has a shame truma, leading kedushas truma. Apparently, kedushas truma is not what determines the key of visa.
Right?
But in terms of Kedushas Truma and in terms of being Midamas, right, the laws of Bittul. What's not clear, but we have to read this several times to figure out, he says, Aval Shar Minim Truma no Hagas Bayan, Kei Maestros, and then he says, Aval Ein Chayav Al Truma Yisrael Tiblam, and then he says, V'chutz Mizeh O'Mizeh, Afim Nomar She'ein Chayav Min HaTorah, Im Kar Leim Shem, Yesh Leim Kedushas Truma Min HaTorah. So what's the Chutz Mizeh O'Mizeh? It sounds like he's saying it, and even if you don't agree with what I just said, you know, at least you're going to agree on this. So what's the more, it sounds like there's a more ambitious formulation of the Ravid and a less ambitious, although the less ambitious is pretty ambitious. Although I could have gone in one, you know, one-upsmanship in being even a little more ambitious. Okay, what I would have liked, I'll just tell you now, I would have liked the Ravid to say that the tevel is limited to dagon tirosh v'yitzar, and chiyuv misa for truma for zar that applies even to peiros. That's what I've liked one more madriga, but Ryan didn't do it for me. So. There can be a chiv misa for eating tevel. There can be a chiv misa for eating truma, if you're not kohen. Okay, that's what I have in mind is, I would have said like this: the only thing that is tevel is dagon tirosh v'yitzar. There's no shame tevel other than dagon tirosh v'yitzar. But if you're mafresh, what the Ravid is saying is, if you're mafresh, chalos. Shame, truma, there is. So even though there's no tevel, there is truma. And the chiv nisa maybe depends on shame, truma. In other words, once you're saying it's midamas and it's kedushas shvias, kedushas truma, so why not say this chiv nisa b'taras truma as well? And that's what I would have liked the Ravid to add. But, you know, it's such a remarkable writer that you really can't complain, you know. It's, you know, he gave us so much, you know, it's almost, it sounds greedy to ask for more. So, I'm just, you know, sharing with you my secret wishes. But I, you know, so we have to rein ourselves in sometimes. Well, what's the chutz mizeh mizeh? The writer says, if I don't go so far, it sounds like what the Ravid is saying as follows. The more minimal view is, at minimum he's saying, there's a chalos shem afrasha. And that afrasha produces a shem truma, you know, which has consequences for midamas and for kedushas truma and so on. What it sounds to me, I'm not sure, I'm speculating, the chutz mizeh mizeh is there also a chiyuv afrasha? The minimum view is there's no chiyuv afrasha of truma on maestros, on peiros. There's just a chalos shame truma. But certainly no chiyuv. The chiyuv is limited to dagon tirosh v'yitzar. And the ambitious pshat, the chutz mizeh mizeh, is not only is there a chiyuv and a chalos, but there's a chiyuv. Your chayev l'hafrish trumos mipeiros. The only thing is, if you eat it without addressing your chiyuv, then you're not going to be chayv misa for teva. And even if you are mafrish, you're not going to get the misa of truma. So what's so fascinating about the, where did it all come from? I mean, clearly such a thing can only come from the attempt to navigate conflicting sources. Right? As you have all this Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Pah, conflicting signals. Right? So, you know, when you have a conflicting evidence, you can always go about, several approaches. You take an extreme and neutralize the rest of the evidence, one extreme or the other. This is what some of the Rishonim did. Or you could say that there's more than one concept of Truma, which is Ravid. Ravid was being super ambitious. He's trying to encompass the evidence that says the Dafka Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, as well as the evidence that points to also Peros. So basically, the Ravid came to the conclusion that there are this more than one component or more than one aspect of Truma. Now, again, if he had taken my dream complex view, so he would have said the following. The halacha of Tebel doesn't exist other than Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. But the shame truma exists fully and is fully responsible for not only the damas and kedusha, but for chiyuv misa as well. Of course, he would still be saying something very important, and that is by separating tevel from the chiyuv mahafresh and from the shame truma, that's a big step in its own right. Without again going into too much detail, one of the big issues. In Trumas Maestros and in Challah, for that matter, is the relationship between, you know, the pre-state and the post-state. What is the relationship indeed between Tevel and Truma and Challah? And there are all sorts of extremes and all sorts of evidence for the extremes or for middle positions. Now, those who think that all of Trumas Maestros and Challah is all about Tevel, meaning, you know, the shame truma, the shame challah is just about having discharged your obligations to get rid of tevel. There's a famous Rashi even in Yavamos, that tells attacks, not pevav, kiva, being a Yavamos person.
Basically says that Isser truma is...
The Isser truma is tevel, because the Isser tevel is really... because of the Truma Shema. Yeah. So that connects the two of them in one direction. But there's equal evidence, some Rishonim to say the opposite, that Truma is, the reason that Truma is Chai Nisa for a Zar is because the Matir of Tabal doesn't extend to a Zar. Everything about Truma is seen from the perspective of Tabal. The Rashi that we just quoted, Rashi in Vamos, also sees this connection, but in the opposite direction. In other words, Rashi says the Easter of Tevel is that you're eating, it's like a Zohar eating Truma. That's why Tosfos asks the question, so why can a Kohen eat Tevel? Kohen doesn't have an Easter Zohar. Tosfos took Rashi literally. Probably what Rashi meant was that the shame Tevel is the fact that you have yet to do to discharge the mitzvah of Aprasha Astruma. That's what gives Tevel its status. Didn't mean that Tevel is, as of yet, lack of Aprasha on the Truma. Okay. The point is, without going into too much detail, there are perspectives in which Tevel dominates Truma. There are perspectives in which Truma dominates Tevel. All Tevel really is the neglect of the Chiyuv of Rosh Hashanah. And then the Rishonim will understand that there are two dinim. The Rabbanin is, say, for mitzvos, right, understands that there really are two mitzvos. There's a concept of Tevel and a separate mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. Some Rishonim, for example, say that the Shiurim are different. Right? There's some evidence that that the Nesina of Truma requires a Pruta. And there's other evidence that says chita achas poteres esakri. So how do you navigate those two things? You need a kezayis according to some, you need a kruta according to others, but chita achas poteres esakri. So So some Rishonim say Tosfos read Kedushin, some Chalav and Psachim, a lot of Rishonim say regard to getting rid of the problem of Tebel, that's Chitachas Poteres Sakri. But as far as the mitzvah of Afroshos Truma is concerned, that requires a Kazayas according to some, or a Pruta according to some of the Rishonim. Hence, Chuv B'Tshuva, the Nodav Yehuda, he talks about the Kazayas. In other words, there are really two dinim. It's also Rosh in Brachos, Nafes Vav, that's a famous discussion. The Gemara there discusses whether or not Birchus HaMitzvah might be Daraisa. So the Tosa Rosh, Brachos Kaflut HaZvav, says if the Birchus HaMitzvah of Hafrashas, Trumas and Maestros had been Daraisa, so it would have been Ma'akev, the Hafrasha, and they'd be left with Tevel. So some of the Achronim, they quote that Tosa Rosh, and they say, well, I mean, even if you think that that's true, that the Bracha would be Ma'akev, Hafrasha, does that mean that you'd be left with Tevel? Maybe you wouldn't be Mekayim properly the mitzvah of Hafrasha's Truma. But wouldn't it be at least the Chitachas Poteres as a Kri? Wouldn't at least have resolved the Tevel problem? So the point is that back and forth, there is also some evidence that either Tevel is dominant or Truma is dominant, or there really are two different dinim. And even if there's a relationship between them, again, it doesn't have to be the way that Tosfos understood Rashi, which is that, one is the as-of-yet realization of the other, or the other is, the remnant of what was vis-a-vis Zarim. That would be Truma is still Tevel for a Zar, or Tevel is Truma even for, even for a Kohen, kind of thing. It could be, something a little more subtle. The Chiyuv L'Hafrish Truma creates Tevel, even though Tevel is different, because there are different misos too. Never mind different audiences, such as a Zar and Kohen. So it could be a much more subtle connection. But the point is, this is the issue. So the Ravid, by saying that, so for that reason, again, my preference in the Ravid would have been to distinguish between the key of Misa, which depends on the shame, and the key of Misa of Tevel. Maybe Dagon Tirush V'Yitzar is necessary for Tevel, but the shame Truma independently is responsible for Chiyuv Misa. Maybe the reason that the Ravid doesn't hold this way is because he too holds that there's a strong link between, on the Chiyuv Misa part at least, meaning the shame Truma isn't fully responsible for the Chiyuv Misa. Maybe, for the Ravid. Because the shame Truma you have in Peiros, Haraya, it's Midamas, and it's treated B'Kedushas Truma, and so on. As for the Chiyuv Misa, there's a connection between the Tevel and the Truma. Meaning, my dream explanation of the Ravid is still correct, just that it's not as obvious. And it carries with it, the second consequence, namely with regard to Trumos, Chiyuv Misa. But that's because Trumos is Chiyuv Misa is connected to Tevel. Something which doesn't have potential for Tevel, or doesn't have Tevel, can never generate a Chiyuv Misa. The Truma. I mean, that's a shot in the Ravid. But on the other level, the two days in the Ravid, if I'm correct about the chutz mizu issue, is can you have a shame Truma without a chiyuv afrasha? It's also a separate issue. But either way, what emerges, I'm not going to say anything more about it, but what emerges is that this Ravid is very intriguing, very important for the relationship of Tevel and Truma, very important for the concept that there's more than one halacha of Truma, and that there may be different levels of Truma at that. So the Ravid is very, very correct. Okay. Then we come finally to the issue of Peya.
Yeah, it's possible that the Shem Truma for the Ravid is generated in the same point.
The Shem Truma...
There's no
Chiyuv Hafrasha. If there's a Chiyuv, well, I mean, the Chiyuv, the Sina, the Kohen. Well, the relationship between the Hafrasha and the Sina is an additional complication, both in Trubos and in Chala. It might be that itself is connected to the question of Tevel and Truma, meaning the Hafrasha may be more prominent if we're talking about ridding ourselves of Tevel. as opposed to Nisina Lekohen. But not necessarily. It could be even in, you know, in terms of the mitzvah itself, what the mitzvah is to create a churba or to kind of matnas kuhuna halacha. What's wanted to suggest that maybe that kufa is the difference between chala and churbas. But for our purposes today, I don't think it really makes much of a difference. What would you accomplish? I mean, you could say it, but I don't. Because whether it's a chiyuv hafrasha in its own right or a chiyuv nesina, whether
the
chiyuv of
what's the
what would be the reason?
How can you create a chaloshi and truma? There's no chiyuv hafrasha truma. It's just so there needs to be something.
And if there was a chiyuv, and if there's no chiyuv,
if there is a, so intuitively you want to say that it's the hafrasha which generates it, that there's no chiyuv hafrasha. So what are we left with? Maybe that there's still some.
But you're assuming that there could be a chiyuv nesina
without a chiyuv hafrasha. That's also,
I think that there could be a chiyuv hafrasha without a chiyuv nesina. I think it's clear. There's a lot of evidence for that. Whether the chiyuv nesina could exist without a chiyuv hafrasha, I think is debatable. Unless you want to say that from a matnos, let me say it this way. Maybe this is the other thing I was going to try to avoid speaking about, but maybe that's what you mean. Meaning, maybe from the perspective of matnos kahuna, this maybe is what we mean. There's a chiyuv of matnos kahuna, but there isn't a chiyuv mitzad aperos. Now, just like Rachis Hages, there are other matnos kahuna. I say sometimes even if there is a tavel, and Rachis Hages is no tavel, it's just a chiyuv. It's just like there's a chiv, many other matnas kahuna. There's a chiv to give a particular thing to the kohen. So perhaps one could say that even though there's no tevel, there's no kedusha, but there's a chiv nesinas reishis peirosa lekohen. So that chiv nesina lekohen creates a shame truma, and once it's a shame truma, that has certain consequences. If that's what you mean, then it really belongs more. If the rabbi were writing the Rambam, so he would have put it in Osbikurim. Because this matan, this truma, I once wanted to explain, that's why chala is in Osbikurim, and not in it's not in strumas. Even though chala is a form of truma, because I think in the Rambam that there's a lot of evidence, and another Makoros as well, that this idea that trumos is basically a result of kedushas peiros and tevel and so on. There's also an obligation to give to the kohen. But in the case of Chala, it's initially a chiyuv matnas kahuna. That's how the Rambam formulates, and that's why it's in Hilchos Bikurim. So if you want to say something like that for the Raavad, that there are two dinim, there's a din of Tevel and Kedushas HaPeiros, and that's what generates chiyuv Misa, and that's what generates the chiyuv HaFrasha. That's all in Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzah. And then, just like there's an obligation of Pidgin HaBen, and Zorah Lechayim, Kevan, Rachis Hages, and so on. Maybe there are certain things you just have to give a piece to the Kohen. He's, Tzivos Hashem, Chel Hashem, like Rambam says at the end of the Shemitah, and you got to support him. So one of the things that he gets is Rachis Peros Echa. But not because the Peros have a Kedusha, and they have this Tevel. Nothing to do with any of that. It doesn't have any of that. You give Matnas Kuna. That, in turn, also generates a certain status. That's what you mean? Yeah, that I think is very possible. I think you could say that as well, like the right. So then you would maybe have a chiyuv matnas kuna, but not a chiyuv, a chiyuv afrasha, but not a chiyuv afrasha. That could still work even in the second shot of the Raavad, where maybe there isn't a chiyuv, but there is a chiyuv. You want to give to the kohen, you want to extend the matnas kuna to include peiros, it's chal, and so on. Okay. And finally, just let's say something about Ger, so we'll get that out of the way, so we can start with the Shabbos part next time. The Gemara here has... I'm sorry. This is a little Peah first. Right? So with respect to Peah, just very, very quickly. What is the status of Peah? So, indeed, so what is the status of Peah? Shlomo? We spoke about Trumos, Maestros, a little bit of Maestro Sheni, Masrani. What about Peah? In the Gemara, it appears that Peah is more like Aaron said, right? More restricted. More limited. Okay. What about the way the Rishonim understand it? Tosis? What does it say? Does it say?
Vinny Talmud holds Rabbanan, and Rashi...
What's Rabbanan?
...who would hold that Peya is the Rabbanan here.
And what's the Raisa?
The Raisa will be dug onto a Shriyatzer.
Yeah.
And then Rashi and the Ramban would hold potentially the Raisa. The Ramban clearly, the Rashi, because...
Rashi it's probably holds that way.
Right.
Yeah.
And the... And
Ramban Ram, holds the Raisa.
The Ramban would hold the Raisa.
Ramban also holds the Raisa in Perk Beso Chosmat Nisadim, and also Perk Al Chosmat Nisadim. So for the Ramban and for Bali Tosis, what emerges is at least, parallel, maybe equal, hard to know. But some Rishonim, let me say it this way. The Rash in Peya, and some of the Bali Tosis in different places, I'm not just sure if it's so clear here, look at it again. The Ritzvah, the printed Ritzvah here, which we said is the Chiddush Aran, not only do they believe that there's an equation, Daraisa, between Peya on the one hand and Trudis Maestros, but what's interesting is they think that it's not a coincidence, and it's not just a common denominator. It's inconceivable that Teya would be more expansive or less expansive than Shulman Samaitis Minat Torah. That's why the printed Ritva formulates it, and the Rashi in Teya seems to say something like that. Tosfos doesn't really say that. Now, of course, that's again very intriguing, because part of the issue is the relationship of these categories. Now, Leket, Shikcho, Teya go together. They seem quite different than Trumas and Maestros. Again, Rambam, puts Leket Shikchot Peya in Chosmat Nisanim. That maybe has something to do with Maestro Ani. Maybe that's an interesting question. But on the surface, they look quite different. So if you say that on a Daraisa level that applies to everything the same because of the connection. That's important. That's intriguing. You might say that the connection is Kedushas Karka. The connection isn't so much that there's a connection between Trumas and Maestros and Lekan Shikopeya, as much as there's a certain view of uniform view, I would say, of what it is that is affected by Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So you might want to say only certain kind of things, Dabim Tirus V'Yitzar, across the board. It's not because of the affinity between Maestros and Peya as much as it is the common denominator of Kedushas Aretz. So of course, that's a very interesting question. Again, on a Kedushas Aretz level, are there divisions? For example, we have Yud Dalid Shanim of Kibush V'Chiluk. So we're mechalik in that, even between Chala and Trumos, despite the fact that they are both Trumos. Right? The question is how can you do that? Is it an artificial halacha of one or the other, or are they two different concepts of kedusha? Shalmi implies that. B'yas kulchem I mentioned before. Right? Is it only in chalas or also in trumos? Especially if you say that has something to do with kedusha sa'aretz, we spoke about last year. You know, that's all. Does it or doesn't it? That's a big question. Either way, it's interesting. In other words, B.S. Kochem is Ma'akev Chala, and it's not Ma'akev other things, or it's Ma'akev Chala and Truma, not other things. Even if it has nothing to do with Kedushas Aretz, it would be interesting. But if it's a Shiur in the intensity of Kedushas Aretz, it's more intriguing. Like the Yudalid Shanim.
Right?
Because then it implies that there can be different levels of Kedushas Aretz for different Dine Mitzvot Atlius Ba'aretz. The question of B.S. Kochem and Bikurim. It's also an issue. Mitchasinuch assumes the Davar Pashut that there's no B.S. Kochem for Bikurim. It's not such an obvious thing. The Mitchasinuch, again, Lishitasa, he considers B.S. Kochem to be an extraneous issue. It says the Davar Pashut that there's no B.S. Kochem according to the Rambam for Peya. Not for Shemitah either. Reb Chaim assumes that B.S. Kochem applies to Shemitah for the Rambam. As for Peya, it's an open question. The point I'm trying to make is that, right, which chafetzes are included, at what point in the stage of Knesset L'Eretz Yisrael, what about factors like B.S. Kochem? These are all things that you want to analyze in the effort to determine relationships between the concepts and the categories. And the fact that some Dine Zrayin have a Tebel concept and others don't, Purim, right? And are these all extraneous distinctions, or do they reflect something much more basic? So with respect to the problem of getting back to where we were, right, if Peah is the same as Trimson Isis Minat Torah, either because there's a link between the two or because the common denominator of Kedushas Aretz, that's a certain perspective. But there's enough surrounding evidence that Kedushas Aretz affects different things in different ways, that these are different categories. I just mentioned a few little tidbits. That we shouldn't be bound by that. So, for example, aside from those formulations, you might just say, Shogam Tirosh V'Yitzar, but for parallel, reasons of parallel, just happens to work out that way, not because of any causal relationship between them. For example, the psukim do seem, possibly, because I read them, was it Lo Tifa'er, how's it go? Is it Secha? Again?
Kisach
mod zeisecha lo sefer acharecha. And then of course lo se'olel. So that's, we have one reference to zeisin, and we have the lo se'olel, which of course is a reference to another. So the Sefer Chinuch argues that those are both references to Peah. And the Rabban says lo se'olel is a reference to ololos, has nothing to do with Peah. It's a lively discussion about the psukim. The point is that there may be a separate makar to establish Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar in Peah. It's not a din in broad Kedushas Aretz, and it's not a din in the relationship between Shemus and Maestros and Peah either. Really, they're all quite different. There could be different levels of Kedusha, there could be different concepts in Zrayim, and so on. But it so happens that the common denominator would be the unique stature of Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, which we have Makaros for, both there and here. Even though there and here can be different, but that's the common denominator, which for our purposes means that there's no significant common denominator. So, for example, the Rambam, it's clear the Rambam extends both Peah and Trumas Maestros to Peiros, but we don't know if there's a causal link there. And the same thing could be said with regard to some of the other Rishonim, some of the Bali Tosis, who don't have the formulation like the Rash in Peah and the printed Ritva here. It could be that the opposite view, Dafka Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, but for maybe for other reasons. Well, of course, what is very intriguing is the view of the Ramban, and probably Rashi, which is that there's a discrepancy between them. And that is that Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar for Trumas and Isros, but Peros, with the exception of Machnisa Lekiyum and the Kitasa Kiyakas, when it comes to Peah. So of course, if you take that view, so then the Gemara is ironic. I mentioned this yesterday, because the Gemara is talking about hierarchy of Shabbos, Shvius, Trumas and Isros, Peah. According to the Ramban, it turns out that actually Peah is more expansive than Torah than Trumas and Isros are. So apparently we don't care about the Daraisa. In this case, the Drabanans, or the limit, we'd say Drabanans. In this case, the limitation of Machnisa Lekiyum and Lekitaso Kiyachas are more important than the expansion to Peros. That's a conclusion to be reached, which shows this isn't just a quantitative thing. I'm not sure how to translate each factor into something either technical or conceptual. I don't know why it's so. But reconstructing backwards, if the Gemara is meaningful, the fact is that according to the Ramban, the Peah is more expansive than Trumas and Isros. There's no getting around that. But apparently the limitation of Lekitaso Kiyachas Machniso Lekiyum within the orbit of what it applies to is more significant, according to the Ramban, than the scope of things that are included per se. No, it's not quantity, it's obviously quality and the nature of the halakha. That's, I think, mukhra. You seem unhappy.
I'm very happy. I just thought that, like,
you could... I mean, in general, I mean, about this explanation.
No, I just thought maybe you could, if we explain the Quran to the Perish and Shias, we could understand what maybe the idea was. There is...
Mean, they're all the Perish and Shias?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to bring an Onish into all of this?
I don't know. It was sort of on a limb, but I'm not sure. Yeah. Which was that even though Madurais one is the pay is more expansive, Madurabanan, you could say that the whole reason why we have all these Durabanan extensions of Meiser was because the onish was greater, you know? In other words, since there's an onish there that was greater by Meiser, there had to be
I don't know if the onish was the onish because there's a chibisa, you know. Maybe, but and this has nothing to do with the Rambam. I mean, if somebody doesn't say the Rambam is so difficult to begin with, it's nice, we have to struggle, that I would be hesitant to bring it in, you know, for someone else. You know, if the Rambam doesn't mention the Rambam's point, I would assume he doesn't believe it. It's nothing to begin with. Okay. Interestingly, in terms of Leket, in terms of Lekitos of Yachs, Machis Yachim itself, so this is two quick horrors. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that, that basically it's like for technical reasons. Michael? What are the technical reasons, Rabbeinu Tam? What? Lekitos of Yachs, Machis Yachim, why they're part of the thing? Yeah, it's going to be you know counterproductive for the oni. So basically, even that is you know, turns out to be very technical. One would think the Ritva quotes a different. She quotes the Rashbam. Did anybody see it? Yeah. Exactly. He says really the chumrah is the kula here, or the kula is the chumrah, meaning. He says, listen, because he holds up Ramban, so he says, listen, Churmos and Maestros, we already have to deal with Rabbanans. So we're dealing with Rabbanan because otherwise there wouldn't be any Kairos. But when it comes to Peya, he says, the point is that basically everything is Daraisa. So we're just going to leave it that way. We're not going to expand, you know, to the kitas of kiyachas and machnis olakiyum. That's basically what he's saying is the kitas of kiyachas and machnis olakiyum are daraisa categories. But it's incongruous to say that meiser, which you know, whose drabanans are who are only drabanan and peros, are more expansive than peya who's payros of daraisa? The answer is no, not from a certain point of view. The point is that you need to tinker and tamper with maestros, and once you're doing that, so you might as well expand it even beyond the kitas of kiachas and machnis olakiyum. But payros, find the way it is, so leave it alone. It doesn't work well with the Gemara, though. I think that's what the Ritva asks. Doesn't make sense in the Gemara that it's not kula, it's kula. So these are two perspectives. But just to add a point, the alternative is, or to say from the Ritva the Rima Rajman, the Kitaso Kiyakas Machtis Lakim, if they're not Dinim Drabanan, they're Dinim Daraisa, they might be Halacha in Shem Kitsira. But the Halacha of Peah really is a Dinim Kitsira. And from this point of view, two things should be noted. The Torah Zeroyim in Peah. There's two interesting discussions. Number one, in Parak Aleph, Mishnah, whatever it is, Gibel or Dalet. Number one, he says, he wonders whether the din of Machnis Lekiyum and the Kitas HaKiyachas apply only to Peah or also to Leket Kushikcha. So he says, if it's because of the Shein Ketzira, then it should apply to Leket and Shikcha too. And then he discusses evidence back and forth whether it does or doesn't. That's interesting. But the other thing is, he also has another discussion. He wants to know whether Machnis Lekiyum is a shear in the min, or it's a practical thing. Meaning, let's say Mordechai isn't here anymore, so I don't know if there are any other farming experts in the crowd. But Imahos shall betzalim, and betzalim shall onigmru kol tzarkon. That's what he discusses. So I'm not, you know, these are onions, I guess. The mother of onions and the undernourished the child of the onion. So basically, what he argues is onions might be machis or lekiyum, but not these. So are they lemaisa, not these? Are they subject to pay or not? Is it din min or is it practical? According to, what it doesn't mention at all is a din kan. According to din kan, everything should be practical. So it's a question of tirchas ani. But if it's a shiur in, I think it should depend on his first question, which he also doesn't link it to. If the shiur in shein katsira, and it's defined by machnisa lekiyum and the kitasa kiyachas, one could certainly make a case for saying that it depends on the din, not on the practice. He has another suffix going forward. He says, well, what about a blade that said it was a fire? So there's not going to be the kitasa kiyachas or machnisa lekiyum, not be the machnisa lekiyum in this stuff. I guess it's still, you know, edible or usable by the Aniyan. So he says, no, that's different. That's just a technicality. But according to Benu Tam, one would think that it shouldn't matter. Because according to Benu Tam, the whole issue is just Tirchas and Hefzeh and Ha'ani. If it really is a Shiur in Katsira, that might be a different matter entirely.
Benu Tam is discussing how Chazal
Masakim. Okay.
So you could say you
I mean, why they're Masakin, not what they're Masakin. Maybe. Right. It's possible. But certainly, Rain of Times certainly deserves to get thrown into the discussion. Meaning, that's always a question. Is the what reflected in the... Is the why reflected in the what? That's certainly possible. So the point is that there are different perspectives, both in the Gemara and also the relationship between Peah, both for the Rambam faction and for the Polytosis faction, and certainly for the Ramban and Rashi, who distinguish between them. Okay, so just a few words on Gershon Sgari. Next time, today, we want to go through the whole Shachar Kari Samech Chesem Aleph through at least the bottom of Samech Chesem Beis, maybe through Samech Chesem Aleph for Thursday, and discuss the Havaminas about Nodei Ikar Shabbos, and so as we're finished with Zroi.